Dr. Peter Whitley, Chief Executive Officer of Central Gippsland Institute of TAFE, known in the region as Gipps TAFE. This has been a community meeting organised by the Gippsland Trades and Labour Council.
We're here at the Waratah Training Restaurant at Gipps TAFE. You've got a couple of chefs out the back there in the kitchen. What sort of money would they be paying to do this course compared to what they're paying now?
Currently, those chefs that we're talking about, the funding remains pretty much exactly the same. Where the funding differs is that those people that are serving at the front of house will have to pay approximately about three times as much as what they're currently paying. So if they were doing a Certificate 4, which is currently capped at around about $800, in the new world of 2013, they will be paying around about $2,500. So that's a significant increase for those young people that are trying to get into an industry that provides them with appropriate employment.
Now, the Minister, Peter Hall, he was on ABC Mornings this week, and he said that the reason why these cuts have occurred is because the current model is unsustainable and has inefficiencies. What would you say to that?
He is exactly right. The model is unsustainable. But I think we've got to look deeper than that. What has been opened up or introduced has been a contestable model. So what has happened is that the state government has uncapped all of the training. The reality of uncapping has been a deluge of new people coming in. And so what has happened is the training budget for the state has been blown, quite frankly, and indeed the training budget for the state has increased dramatically. The state, from my perspective, needs to pull those, financial deficits back into line, and it's doing that by a changed funding formula. The uncapping commenced with diplomas and advanced diplomas back in 2009 and then was opened up in 2011. And so as a consequence of that, we've got this a huge increase in the number of people that are participating in Victoria in vocational education and training, and that includes technical and further education. And the state itself cannot afford that.
So this was a decision made by the previous state government?
The policy was made by the previous state government. This current government has, determined that the policy will remain in force.
So the policy is remaining in force, but they're just cutting the budget to try and tighten those inefficiencies, as Minister Hall would say, and an unsustainable system.
I think you're absolutely right. The budget has been blown, and the reality is it's got to be pulled back in line. And one of the ways of doing that is through tightening the financial constraints. And so by lowering the subsidies for students, for individual students, that then curtails the number of students that might be offered places, and it also puts the brake on through increased pricing that will be passed on to the student.
Now, this way of tightening the belt is going to affect students and staff and TAFE colleges. It's not very good news for all of these people. How do you think that this problem could be solved?
I think it's very, very difficult, and I think it's I don't necessarily have an immediate answer. But I think it goes to the heart and philosophy of what a community wants for education. I think the reality is we as Australians want good secondary education. We want good primary education. We want good university education. And indeed, we also want good TAFE or vocational education. It is beyond my understanding at the moment that these sort of cuts erode our very community. I don't think it's particularly good, and at a personal level, it's going to see loss of resources and, an erosion of the vocational education system, regardless of what Minister Hall has indicated.